Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are joined this morning by our good friend, Dave, the computer guy from Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg. Dave, great to talk to you this morning. Can't wait to jump into some of these things. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Fredericksburg.
You enjoying the weather? We've had a big change in the weather over the last week or so, and things have changed.
I was thinking about this morning, early this morning, coming into the office. Well, I think we need to talk about this for 30 seconds, because this weather is just fabulous. I love cool, clear, crisp mornings and warm afternoons, and I could deal with this for a little bit longer.
I think so, and I hope so. But you're right, Chad. This time of year is just terrific. One of the things, and it's probably worth mentioning, because we're likely you haven't seen the end of thunderstorms and those kinds of things. Every time a thunderstorm rolls through now, I think of you, and I think I need to make sure everything's unplugged with my computer just to save myself from some heartache there.
Yeah, this summer it was a strange summer we had. It was a heat wave, then a monsoon, and we had several really, really bad thunderstorms around Fredericksburg that did a lot of damage to a lot of businesses. Nothing in the forecast, though, apparently, for the next few days at least, with thunderstorm wise. Yeah, but anytime there is a thunderstorm, you know, you got to be careful.
Well, and so many people will say, I'm okay. I've got things to protect my computer. But as you've described, the best way is to make sure it's unplugged and away from the wall.
Unplugged from the AC outlet. That's the only surefire way. Make sure your internet cable is unplugged also. It's hard to fight Mother Nature. A lightning strike, all bets are off.
And you never know. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, it seems just like a regular old, you know, a routine storm, and then you get one of those loud claps of thunder that seems to be right in your own yard, and before you know it, something that's gotten into your system, and that's it.
And a lot of times it can happen to almost anyone. You get involved in whatever you're doing. You're like, gosh, I can't turn off my computer because of a thunderstorm coming through right now. And I've done that myself and paid the price and almost got really badly shocked on my laptop during a thunderstorm. And it's like other things. Well, I'll back up next week, or I'll buy a backup drive next week and do it then. Those are the times when your hard drive's going to crash. And at the most inopportune time, the same thing is with thunderstorms. But like we said, no thunderstorms anytime soon. So I think we're safe for a little bit.
Yep, we're safe for a little bit. One of the things I've wondered, because I have either seen some things or have known some people lately who have gotten viruses and things on their computer. And it seems, at least at the moment anyway, I mean, either I know just the right people, or there are more of those things roaming around out there that we all need to be careful of.
Well, the internet, I've said this so many times to clients, and actually on the radio also, the internet's the Wild West, and it's virtually a lawless society, and it is getting more and more dangerous. There are more and more hackers, cyber criminals, whatever, out there looking for stuff, looking to hijack your computer or lock down a government agency computer's network and hold it for ransom. And they're getting more sophisticated, and they're very, very ruthless. And it's very unfortunate. The internet has there's so many good things about the internet, but this is the darker side of it, so to speak, a seedy underbelly that's basically just a criminal element.
And we've talked about this before, but all it takes, Dave, is just one, you know, not paying attention, being tired, or just quickly looking at things, and all of a sudden you lose everything.
Yeah, and it happens very, very innocently a lot of times. Someone will do a search. I've had people just try to download a browser, whether it's Mozilla Firefox or Google Chrome or whatever, and they'll do a search, and it'll come back with a bunch of results.
Mm-hmm.
They will click on the wrong result, and without looking at where this link is leading them, they're off to some place they shouldn't be, and next thing you know, they got all kinds of pop-ups and warnings that there's pornography on their computer, and they're going to be reported to the police and all kinds of stuff. Then, on top of that, they may call the 800 number or whatever phone number is listed there and give them a credit card number, and then they got you.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning of the end of that situation.
Well, and I've known people that have actually paid the ransom because it was that important to them to get their stuff back.
I have seen several people pay the ransom. I've had one older gentleman who paid well over $2,000 on his credit card. They didn't release the data. We were unfortunately able to get his data back from him, have the charges reversed at his bank, and helped him out as much as we could out of this situation. But he was, you know, on lived month to month, and this was a dire situation for him, and we were able to help him out, get his money back, get his computer back up and working for him, and he was very, very appreciative.
Boy, those are the kind of things, and I'm sure those are the tough things to deal with. It's one thing if I bring my computer in, and it's gotten old and something's happened, and I say, what can you do? But boy, in this case, when you're so violated and you're losing things, and you know you're trying to do what you can do.
Yeah, and it happens in a split second. You click on something. Then the next thing you know, you're down this rabbit hole of you're involved with the criminals now, and they got you, and it happens in a split second. It's very unfortunate.
Dave, is the best thing to do if all of a sudden I realize or I get a screen or something that I realize something is really wrong, just turn my computer off as quick as I can?
Yes, turn your computer off instantly. Hit the power button for 5 seconds. That will turn it off. Then call us, and sometimes it looks scary, but it's not. Sometimes you can just turn your computer off, turn it back on, it'll go away, and that's it. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it will come back, and there is actually something on your computer, and that's when you have to get somebody else involved.
TextInTheBurg.com is the website. What's the best way? What's a good phone number to get a hold of you, Dave?
Our office phone number is 540-371-2874. And, we're open by appointment only now with COVID-19. And as Ted and I were talking just before the show, that we're completely touchless now with COVID-19 and everything. We have it set up where people drop off their computers, pick up their receipt. There is absolutely no physical contact. We use medical-grade air filtration. We're as safe as humanly possible. As far as I know, we're the only tech support around that is doing that. Could be wrong, but I don't know of anyone else that's doing it.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We'll take a quick break and then talk about touchless PC repair and other things this morning with Dave the Computer Guy from Techs in the Burg on Caroline Street in Fredericksburg. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
And his good friend Dave the Computer Guy with a Tex in the Burg in downtown Fredericksburg. Here this morning as we talk about computer things. As you talked about just before we took the break, Dave, you talked about the touchless PC repair. Boy, you have really had to pivot and come up with things, and you've been very creative from the very first day of this just to keep you and your staff healthy and safe.
We were a little bit fortunate in that our office we with the layout of our office, we were able to accomplish this. And in a previous life, so to speak, I was an architect, and so designing what we have in our office was fairly simple. And I wanted to give a shout out to Abbey Construction, who did all the construction work. They did a fabulous job. And it worked out perfect, and it keeps everybody safe, because a lot of our clientele is very healthy. A lot of our clientele has, serious health ailments,
yeah.
Cancer, diabetes, et cetera. And to, risk your life to get your computer repaired, that's a heck of a thing.
Yeah.
And so we're as safe as humanly possible, and it's worked out very well what we've done.
I am going to come. We're going to circle back around at some point in the show. I need to talk to you about you being an architect. What an interesting little point you just dropped there. So we're going to talk about that before we get out of here this morning. But now, businesses have had to do all kinds of things to adapt to this. And you've talked before, even before COVID-19, you always talked about how a computer, the keyboard, was just one of the dirtiest places on earth.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'll touch briefly on this. My wife's like, you better not tell how dirty the keyboards are again. I don't want to hear about that anymore. But yeah, I think everyone's heard that the keyboards and mice on laptops and PCs, they're some of the dirtiest things. Also, cell phones, they need to be cleaned regularly. I don't want to beat a dead horse with a, we talked about this at length, but that is something that definitely needs to be wiped down with some type of antiseptic cleaner, because they are really, really dirty.
One of the things, really, this just popped into my head, because it was right around this time last year, you started talking to me about be on the lookout for sales on computers and things like that. Well, as things have changed, and as we are doing more and more now from home and online, I guess it's important to look for a deal, and maybe you're getting a computer a year or two earlier than you thought. But if you do see some deals, and as much as we're having to utilize computers now with our jobs and everything, maybe snatch one up, or even have a backup just in case.
Absolutely. Now, especially with so many people being stuck at home, the kids are at home with online classes, and the internet is really, really being pounded with everybody. It's probably doubled or tripled, I would imagine, with everybody at home working remotely and the kids at home. And one thing we were going to talk about a little bit today is utilizing what you have, so to speak.
Okay.
Know the make and model of your computer and its features. And with USB ports, if you're backing up data to a flash drive through a USB port, make sure you're using the fastest port you have. A lot of computers will have a USB 2 and a USB 3. And then there's also the first and second generation of USB 3s. I might talk a little bit about that in a little bit. But when you're backing up, make sure you know where your USB 3 ports are if you have them, and utilize those. And when you purchase flash drives or external hard drives, make sure they're not USB 2. They should be USB 3. You will save a tremendous amount of time copying files back and forth. In our office, we do that a lot, backing up files or transferring from one computer or laptop to another. And it can save literally hours just by utilizing the latest ports that are on your computer, instead of just going, well, here's an open USB port, I'm going to use this.
This is all new to me. This is fascinating. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Yeah, and because it's easy to do. You have a computer.
Yeah.
You're going to have probably several USB ports on it.
Yep.
Some are probably going to be USB 2. Some are probably going to be USB 3, one of the two different flavors of USB 3. And the USB 3s are so much faster than USB 2. But unless you think about it and actually know where they are, you might be utilizing the slowest thing on your computer and just burning time. You're just sitting there, and and day after day, week after week, this time really adds up.
This is so fascinating. No idea. So does it say on the computer or by the port of what it is, or how do you find out which if you've got a two
USB
or a three?
USB ports generally are going to be blue. If you look at it, there's going to be a little plastic piece in it that's going to be blue. Other than that, it's really good to look up the make and model of your computer. It will tell you what it has. And a lot of times it will even show you in a picture where the different ports are and what they are. And it's like buying a car and learning all the features inside of your car. Wow, this has Bluetooth, mm-hmm. or this has Android. I can hook it up with Android or Apple. And, it's utilizing what your computer or laptop has, and it can really save a lot of time if you do a little bit of research.
You learn something new every day, and this is definitely it. Why would they have a slower port on? Is there a reason why they don't have them all? Do you want to have them all as say twos?
Well, USB 2 is real old. That's an old USB standard.
Okay.
Then they came out with USB 3, but there are some equipment that was made during the USB 2 era, so to speak, that will only work with that.
Okay.
And USB 3 is backward compatible with USB 2, but it depends on the equipment. But USB 3, the new generation 1, is, gosh, it's like 8 or 10 times faster, or I think closer to 10 times faster than USB 2. And these are theoretical speed, so to speak, what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No one is ever going to reach the maximum capacity of what USB 3 is, 5 gigabits per second. No one's ever going to get close to that. But it's so much faster. If I'm transferring data and I accidentally plug into a USB 2 port and it's sitting there just grinding away, copying files, I'm like, oh my gosh, I plugged it into the wrong port. And I plug it into a USB 3 and it flies.
I have had that. And I in my way of thinking, I guess I was thinking, well, it's a busy time and it's just slow. So that is interesting.
Yeah, and you have to be careful in purchasing the equipment too, whether it's an external hard drive or a flash drive, that it's not a USB 2. Because if it is, it really doesn't matter what you plug it into, whether it's a USB 2 or 3 port. You're only going to get USB 2 speeds. And it's going to be slow as molasses.
Well, that makes sense. And in my case, I have a lot of flash drives. I haven't bought a flash drive in a few years. So if I've got a lot of older flash drives, that I guess they likely are twos.
They probably are two. And the new flash drives, to get a three, they're not much or sometimes even the same cost. If you look for them on Amazon or eBay or wherever, you can find them. They're very similar in price, maybe a few dollars more, but that difference in price is well worth it.
Well, whether it's a flash drive or, like you say, just even an external hard drive, like these shows, I save most of these shows on separately on a hard drive just to have it kind of If in case I ever need to go back and get something.
Yeah, and if you ever do a comparison between USB 2 and USB 3, the first or second generation, you'll notice a mark. It's the speed difference is pretty amazing.
Now that you say that, when I finally last year had, and it's amazing how the external drives. I had this a book, and I mean it goes back a few years and it was pretty big. I got another external drive last year when I had filled the book up, and it's just I can put it in my pocket.
Yep, and flash drives. I know we've talked about this years ago on a previous show. I used to have one of the original IBM PCs back in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
and it had an external hard drive. I think it was 10 megabits. It was, it was about the size of a shoebox. And
yeah.
Now you can get like a 256 gig hard flash drive. and maybe for $50 or $75 or $100 or something, depending on the quality. Mm-hmm. But just store a tremendous amount of data just on a little dinky flash drive.
Yeah, it's just it is amazing. But to have that, and we've talked in the past about the importance of backing things up, or you know, having something that's, you know, don't rely on your computer, because some morning you may go to turn it on and you've got problems. And if you
we have some computers in the office right now that with crashed hard drives, and the users have no backups. And so yes, you need backups.
Now I have over the years have lost things because, and it's kind of like we talked about a little bit earlier, a storm comes through and you think my computer's okay. And all of a sudden, when your computer's not okay, you realize whether it's pictures or something you need for work or in any number of things that you no longer have access to.
Yeah, and it doesn't even require a storm, Ted. You know, there could be an auto accident. Someone could run into a pole and the lines go down. All of a sudden, you get a surge in your house or something that blows everything out. And so there's no storm or anything, but these things happen, and you just got to be protected.
Mm. Dave, the computer guy, Tex in the Berg here this morning. He is on Caroline Street in downtown Fredericksburg, 371-2874, if you want to give them a call, 371-2874. They are online at texintheberg.com. We're going to continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Much more to come, but we need to take a break. It is now coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shuler.
Dave, the computer guy with Tex in the Berg, is here this morning. TexintheBerg.com, the website. They are on Caroline Street in downtown Fredericksburg. You mentioned a few minutes ago about at one time being an architect. What's the story behind that, Dave?
Long time ago, I've always been interested in computers, but ever since the late 70s when I got my hands on, like, I think it was a Tandy TRS-80 computer from Radio Shack.
I haven't heard Tandy
but
mentioned.
But I went to school for architecture and computer science, and I branched into architecture, but I always loved computers,
yeah.
And there's that old saying, if you have a hobby and you can do it, actually do that hobby as a profession, you should. And so I sort of transitioned into computers. It's always been a love of mine, so I ended up, you know, just doing that and been doing that for a long time.
That is that really is terrific, and I haven't heard the word Tandy in years. I mean, that was way back when.
And I was thinking about that last week, actually, Ted, because I missed the old Radio Shack catalogs.
Yes.
Every year they'd come out with a new catalog, and you look at the stereo equipment and the computers, all the car stereos, mm-hmm. home stereos, just everything they have there. And I've really missed those days.
Even just to walk around the store. I like just walking around the Radio Shack stores.
It was a lot of fun. But when I think about that, it brings back a lot of memories back in the 70s and 80s, growing up and, you know, going to Radio Shack and shopping for electronics and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, things have changed so much. Everything's evolved.
It certainly has. No, I remember going over to the Spotsylvania Mall and going over to the Radio Shack there and just always walking around whenever I'd be over there. So, wow, we're talking memories, and we're dating ourselves, Dave.
I was going to say that, Ted. We are definitely dating ourselves with this talk of all this old stuff.
Dave, the computer guy with Tex in the Berg here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We were just a few minutes ago in talking about us doing so much at home now, and I guess it's important to utilize what you've got at home as far as the internet goes. And Wi-Fi.
Yes, we were talking about the USB ports. You probably have USB 2 and probably USB 3 on your computers, whether it's a laptop or PC. And to know your equipment and know where the USB 3 ports are to utilize that extra speed, the same thing goes with Wi-Fi. Whether you have a laptop that's on Wi-Fi or a desktop that's on Wi-Fi at your house or even your office, you might have a newer router that it's wireless AC or wireless AX, the new Wi-Fi standard. But if your laptop or PC doesn't have an adapter that supports that, it might support the wireless N thing, which is old, about 11 years old. I think it came out about 2009. That's the speed you're going to get. You won't be utilizing the latest technology of your new router, so to speak. So you really need to know the equipment that you have to utilize it to the best of its abilities. Because a Wi-Fi adapter is relatively inexpensive, $30, $40, $50. And if you do have an upgraded router at your place of work or your house, and you have an old adapter on your computer, this little bit, you know, $30 or $40 can mean a world of difference in internet speed.
These are good things to look into, and I guess some of it. I mean, so often because so often now you know you don't get a manual. It's something you've got to go get online, and oftentimes
you
I never look at it.
You have to look up the make, model, serial number, and know exactly what your system will support, what the ports are, what the Wi-Fi adapter is, what router you have, because the chances are there is something you're not utilizing in your house or your work to the best of what that equipment will do, and just a little bit of research can really point you in the direction of, you know, getting maybe two or three times your internet speed just for $30 or $40.
Well, and boy, that when you talk about being able to speed up like that, that can make all the difference in the world.
It can open up a whole new world. When you go from like a wireless N to a wireless AC, and all it requires was a little adapter or something in your laptop, that makes a world of difference.
One of the things it's been amazing to me, and I've never been involved in it, but I have heard, and you and I have touched on this in the past, is gaming, and just some of these computers that the people that do gaming use are pretty remarkable.
They are, Ted, and they've changed a lot over the last 5 or 6 years. We've over the years we've built gaming computers anywhere, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 gaming computers. And we had one grandmother in here who obviously very spoiled her grandson. And I think she had like a $12,000 or $13,000 gaming computer built for her grandkid.
Wow.
That is a lucky kid. Let me say that right off the bat. That was an awesome computer. But now the prices have really come down on a lot of the CPUs and motherboards, it's everything, and the speeds have gone through the roof. For Christmas or for someone's birthday, custom-built, it doesn't have to be a gaming computer, just a custom-built computer or a gaming computer can be had for much, much less than 5 years ago. Well, and a computer that was like $3,500 5 years ago is maybe $1,500 now, and probably even better at $1,500 than that $3,000 to $3,500 computer 5 or 6 years ago where it was.
Mm. What are some of the things that they go into creating a gaming computer?
Well, you want a fast CPU, a good expandable motherboard, and a very, very good video card. And so some of the video cards are getting 100, 150, or 140, 150 frames per second in 4K, and this is to get this range, that gets expensive. You're talking $800, $1,200 just for a video card. But the CPUs themselves have been coming down in price. The AMD Ryzen CPUs, you can get a really, really fast one for a couple hundred dollars, and that kind of, this kind of performance, you know, a few years ago would be $1,000 or $1,500. And so that's one good thing about technology. It has gotten less expensive as the speeds have increased. And so that with everything else, with inflation, with everything, food prices and everything costing a fortune, technology is one thing that is actually improved in as far as going down in price and performance going up.
Do you custom build these kind of computers, these gaming computers?
Oh, absolutely. And that's something we're doing more of now is people, you know, a lot of people have fallen on hard times. They can't afford to go and buy something at Best Buy or Staples. You know, computers are still can be pretty expensive. We can build a custom-built computer for literally a fraction of the same thing being pre-built by another company at a big box retailer. Or plus, we've been getting a lot of refurbished computers from Dell that they're refurbished from Dell. Mm-hmm. Then we refurbish them again to our standards, so to speak. And these are a fraction of what it would cost to buy this brand new at, you know, from Dell or HP or Best Buy or wherever. And they're very, very good units. And it's just a way, you know, to help people along to, you know, get them through this because a lot of people are hurting with this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, and these gaming computers, people of all ages are involved with gaming.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Everything we have kids playing them. We have retirees that are just, you know, hooked on some of these war games.
Yeah.
And I have one gentleman that we've supported for a long time, and we support a lot of our clients remotely, and they'll call and say, you know, they're having trouble, and we'll remote into their computer, and they'll have a tank going over a battlefield, and they're blowing everything up with their tank and stuff, and you know, this is a 75-year-old gentleman or whatever,
yeah.
And he has his tank, and he's blowing up everything in a war video game. So, yeah, it runs the gamut, and you're never too old to have fun.
Well, and you talk about the technology and how that changes. I mean, I know the graphics on these are just I've seen a little bit of it, and the graphics are just spectacular on some of these games.
Yes, and you know, when we grew up, there was Pong.
Yeah.
And things like that started out, and then, you know, some other gaming things, and then Doom came along, which I liked at the time, but compared to what they have today, the gaming industry is a huge multi-billion-dollar thing, and there's a lot of money being spent on high-tech equipment and software for these gaming computers.
Boy, and when you talk about taking care of computers, when you're spending that kind of money on a gaming computer, you want to take care of it.
Absolutely, and you know that's they need to be clean. A computer is only as clean as the room it's in, and even with a house that's clean, the inside of the computer can get really dirty, and we've seen some really, really dirty computers in here. I've taken pictures and posted some on Facebook, obviously without the names and everything of the owners, but it's unbelievable how dirty a computer gets. And once or twice a year, they do need to be cleaned out. And other than that, the rest of it is just keep it in a cool environment. You don't want it in direct sunshine or where it can get, you know, hot. You know, around 68, 70 degrees, you'll be fine, and just keep the insides cleaned out once or twice a year.
That's where the compressed air is a lifesaver a lot of times, and get a lot of gunk out.
But on a tale of caution on that, you never want to spray condensed air on a computer that's hot. You want to turn it off for at least an hour, let it sit there, then you can spray some compressed air on it. Try to avoid spraying it directly on the motherboard or any of the directly on the electronics. It can become super cooled, and that can cause an issue. And I've seen people destroy computers where they'll they'll have been using the computer. It's hot. Then they'll clean it out with condensed air, and it will crack capacitors and destroy the motherboard, and that's the end of the computer.
Mm. That's a good word. Then don't use it when it's
hot.
Yeah, you
might vacuuming it out and using a little brush. A lot of times is probably the safest thing to do rather than possible super cooled condensed air.
Okay. I'm sure you see a lot of these mistakes made. Talk about ways not to fix our PC.
Oh my! And with the internet, with YouTube, and you know, people Googling for solutions, they'll have videos of somebody that looks like they know what they're doing. They're dressed nice. They have glasses on, and they look like a scientist or something. But they'll be just saying ridiculous things. And some people will think, oh, well, it has to be real. It's on the internet. No, it doesn't have to be real because it's on the internet. And one of the things was you hear about people that get their phones wet, and then they'll put it in rice. And the rice will extract the moisture from it. Sometimes that can work with phones. People have been making videos and saying you can do this with a laptop that has something spilled on it. You don't want to put a laptop in a big thing of rice. The chances are your USB ports are not going to work again. Your fans are going to be all clogged up with the CPU fans are going to get all clogged up with rice, and you don't want to do that.
Wow. I didn't know that anybody would think about that. But I guess you see it all.
And people, there's a lot of old tales. If over the decades I've heard this in computer repair, if the motherboard gets wet on a laptop, put it in the oven. No, you don't put a laptop in the oven and turn the oven on and have it heat up with the whole laptop in it. That's going to just melt everything, and it's going to be the end of your laptop. And another thing was sometimes if the motherboard itself has a problem, the video has gone bad, whatever is going on with it, you can bake it, and sometimes that can redo the solder connections and fix it. That's a very, very outside chance of that happening. The chances are you're just going to completely destroy your motherboard, and that will be the end of that. And just, you know, when you're looking at this stuff on the internet, you got to be careful because just, you know, like we were talking earlier about the internet being the Wild West.
Yeah.
So are all this information, a lot of this information on YouTube and everything else. You really got to do due diligence and not believe everything you see.
And it's a great point that sometimes you do go to these YouTube videos, and the person can be dressed nice or seems to know what they're talking about. But sometimes just use common sense.
Oh yeah. I mean, you don't stick a plastic laptop in a 350 or 400 degree oven and think something good is going to come of it.
No.
You're going to have a melted LCD screen, your keyboard's going to be melted, and you'll have to buy a new laptop.
Yeah, boy. Again, I'm sure you've probably seen enough things over the years where that could easily be a chapter or two in your book.
Yes. Yep. And what you said, though, is very true. You got to use common sense. Everything you see is not true. Just, you know, think for yourself. 400 degrees and plastic do not mix.
No. It's like we talked with some of these scams or some of these viruses that you can get on computers. Sometimes you just have to think, and even if you see a logo that seems to be from the company, if you look at it close, the address there's a spelling error or something like that, and those kind of things.
The site itself will look very, very real. It can be a banking site, you know, a familiar bank. I don't want to mention any names, but it could be any of the banks.
Yeah.
But if you look at the address, it's not correct, and they are very slick. Some of these cyber criminals are extremely slick. And that's how they make their money.
Dave, the computer guy, here this morning with Tex in the Berg. We're going to wrap this up when we come back. TexintheBerg.com is the website, 371-2874. They're in downtown Fredericksburg. And we will kind of wrap it up with Dave the Computer Guy when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Dave, the computer guy with us this morning from Tex in the Berg in downtown Fredericksburg. Always great to have you along. I know, Dave, that you you deal with a lot of businesses and have kept it up over the pandemic and really helping a lot of places adapt and move along.
Yes, we're doing the best we can under these circumstances, trying to keep our distance, wear a mask, keep ourselves and our clients safe as possible under these trying circumstances. And I wanted to give a shout out this morning to an old client of mine. I've been working with them even well before I started this business, I guess. Probably about 18 years I've been with them. Jeff and Tony Hall from Network Title, and also Kathy and Doug who work there. I've known them all, I've worked with them this long.
Yeah.
At 17, 18 years, just really salt to the earth, great people.
Well, good. Glad you could give a shout out to a couple of friends. You are a friend to many. Tex in the Berg, you are touchless PC repair, so you're safe.
As safe as we can get. It's been a strange thing when you've been doing something for so long, and then all of a sudden something like this pandemic comes along and turns everything upside down. You have to rethink and redo everything that you do,
yeah.
And to stay safe and keep your clients safe. And it's been a trying time, but we were able to work through it, and now we're just trying to help out. There's a lot of businesses around here that we're trying to shop locally to that are really hurting. I hope everyone tries their best to shop local if they can. There's a lot of people, a lot of businesses that are hurting right now around Fredericksburg.
TexInTheBerg.com. Again, the website, TexInTheBerg.com, 371-2874. Dave the Computer Guy with Tex in the Berg on Caroline Street in Fredericksburg. Dave, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Fredericksburg. Talk to you next month.
We'll see you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.